Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Are you reeling in the years? Snowing away the time? Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine? Are you reeling in the years?
I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website, so smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, Third Ingredient, with the number three, the third ingredient. We had a great visit with our good friend Olivia Friedman. She's a futurist, a business consultant. She is the host of Great and Relentless Few, The Great and Relentless Few. It's a TV show, it's a podcast, and it's also a ministry. She's one of the highly recognized women in the marketplace, and her book is Year of the Woman 2020 and Beyond. Olivia, thanks for being here. She's an android, ladies and gentlemen. She does not sleep, obviously. Olivia, you're a cybersecurity expert. What are you seeing? Do you see anything new on the horizon that we don't already know about? I know that the cyber bad guys are working hard too out there. What do you think?
I think that DOD and our government finally gave us permission to defend ourselves. I mean, to really defend ourselves the low down and dirty way that everyone else has been, you know, inflicting upon us in the cyber community. And what we're doing is we're holding these guys at bay. That's what the word on the street news is right now in the cyber community. And so since we've been given that leeway,
What were we given we didn't already have that gives us this ability to push back, as like you're saying?
Well, I don't want to get in trouble, but at the same time,
don't worry, nobody's listening. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, sure. Not until they're listening. And so, at the end of the day, Jim, what's happening now is we were told to go by the rule. We've always been told in cyber and in DOD, you know, abide by the rules. And while we're still going by the rules, we're just getting a little bit more aggressive. And it's almost as if we've just been given that permission so that we can hold on to our democracy, right?
Watch an example. How much more aggressive are we being? I mean, when you play by the rules, you can't play by the rules and beat an opponent that doesn't play by the rules.
Well, I think you've just said it without me getting in trouble. And that's what we've been
tired of. We're at war. We're at war. We are in World War III. I've been calling it World War III for 10 years. I started reporting on cybersecurity 20 years ago. And I helped IBM launch their cybersecurity strategy 15 years ago. And I mean, I've been tracking this a long time. We are at war and we're not winning.
You know, at this point, I believe we're just starting to actually get engaged in the war. And I know a lot of my cyber friends are going to agree with me, not in front of their bosses, but we had to be given that okay, go type of thing. You know, go get them. And that's what's starting to happen now.
Are you talking about more offense instead of defense? Are you talking about doing a denial of service on them? Is that what you're talking about?
Well, you remember the concept of honeypots and all those old school concepts, the ways of trapping our, you know, enemy. And so some of those things are going on only on a more advanced level. And to be perfectly honest, Jim, we're starting to look into things that we should have been looking into a long time ago,
right?
Like quantum computing. We've got to get rid of this whole concept, and us cybersecurity people need to become data scientists.
How does quantum computing play into cybercrime?
Well, the whole point is that we're fighting an endless battle. A lot of foreign countries have kids. You know, I tried to spawn that here in Huntsville, Alabama, to have kids learning how to hack, you know, ethical hacking.
Yeah.
And, you know, in other countries, they've got kids young as 5, 6, 9, and 12 years old hacking. So it's an endless battle for us because we want to be ethical, right? We're America. We have to be, you know, the big brother for everyone else and set the example. But this is a dirty game, and we're going to have to get dirty if we plan on winning it.
Well, that's the truth. I mean, we've got to realize, folks, that this is an existential thing. I mean, we are one breach away from an electric grid shutdown. I mean, we don't realize in America how fragile our electric grid is. And if somebody really wanted to be that stupid and come after us, it could be done, couldn't it?
Absolutely. You know, some of the guys in the community, we sort of congregated on my block here in Huntsville. And it's because we had half power. Now, we all looked at one another and we said, well, we know what that means. If you leave something like a large appliance plugged in, and granted, Jim, at the time, we had a shortage of large appliances like refrigerators.
Right.
So what happens is the question when you're at half power. Things burn out.
Mm-hmm.
So that, you know, that's an attack on the economy, isn't it? And we're already struggling. 3 months ago, people in L.A. saying they had the last little bit of money for their last mortgage payment. This is serious. We're under attack.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
that was attack.
Yeah. What do you think? What's your recommendation? What should small business owners be doing right now to help themselves, protect themselves?
What small business owners are going to have to do is make sure that they have at least two or three other pivots. And I know that sounds impossible when they took their whole business model and switched everything over. But what we need to do is look toward the future, and we need to be honest in our anticipation of how this COVID thing might go. Are we going to be in the same situation 6 to 9 months later? And if so, what does that mean for our families and our businesses and our clients? Are they running out of money? Are we going to be in business? So what we have to do is look at our pricing and everything else.
We got to quit thinking about COVID as some organic anomaly that popped up and maybe as part of a strategy. Sounds to me like what you're saying. That may be playing out in front of our eyes, a strategy playing out in front of our eyes. I think she's onto something, folks. 10 till. We'll come right back with Olivia Friedman. I'm Jim Lassen.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.